Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 26th of November. The US markets are closed to give consumers time to prepare both mentally and physically for the Black Friday shopping extravaganza tomorrow. Presumably, a larger share of the Black Friday celebrations will be held online this year. The holiday can be interpreted in one of two ways. Increased travel around the country suggests a relatively low level of fear about the virus. It is fear of the virus that matters economically. However, increased travel around the country may spread the virus further and faster, so the case numbers in 2 weeks' time will be a concern, and if too high, may force new economic restrictions that would lead to constrained economic activity. So, the interpretation is down to whether you start out being an optimist or a pessimist in your view on life. On the subject of restrictions, Germany's government has agreed to extend the existing restrictions until the 20th of December. Because of government, German businesses receive 75% of previous revenue where they are affected by the limitations. And that means that there is a significantly lower chance that government restrictions will cause solvent businesses to fail. And workers who are affected still have the furlough scheme, which means that the income lost to consumers should be relatively manageable. All of this means that there is quite a lot of lost consumption during the restriction period, which will show up as delayed consumption in early 2021. Although people may be spending less on services now and more on goods later. So there are structural shifts that may emerge from this process. In the United States, the popular social media video app TikTok has been given 7 days, or 10,080 TikToks, to complete the process of selling its US business. This is a general reminder of the background tensions that continue between the United States and China, and which seem unlikely to disappear with the new US administration. On the calendar, there is a speech from ECB Chief Economist Lane, who, like all chief economists, should be listened to with rapt attention. All the more so as Lane doesn't speak that often in public, at least not that often compared to some other central bankers. The minutes of the October policy meeting are also due out, giving some additional context to Lane's remarks. The minutes of the last US Federal Reserve meeting were published last night, signalling that there may be new guidance on bond purchases in the relatively near future. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.